Brilliance Audio presents The Eyes of Darkness by Dean Koontz, performed by Tanya Eby. At 6 minutes past midnight, Tuesday morning, on the way home from a late rehearsal of her new stage show, Tina Evans saw her son Danny in a stranger's car. But Danny had been dead for more than a year. 2 blocks from her house, intending to buy a quart of milk and a loaf of whole wheat bread, Tina stopped at a 24-hour market and parked in the dry yellow drizzle of a sodium vapor light, beside a gleaming, cream-colored Chevrolet station wagon. The boy was in the front passenger seat of the wagon, waiting for someone in the store. Tina could see only the side of his face, but she gasped in painful recognition. Danny. The boy was about 12, Danny's age. He had thick, dark hair like Danny's, a nose that resembled Danny's, and a rather delicate jawline like Danny's, too. She whispered her son's name, as if she would frighten off this beloved apparition if she spoke any louder. Unaware that she was staring at him, the boy put one hand to his mouth and bit gently on his bent thumb knuckle, which Danny had begun to do a year or so before he died. Without success, Tina had tried to break him of that bad habit. Now, as she watched this boy, his resemblance to Danny seemed to be more than mere coincidence. Suddenly, Tina's mouth went dry and sour, and her heart thudded. She still had not adjusted to the loss of her only child, because she'd never wanted, or tried, to adjust to it. Seizing on this boy's resemblance to her Danny, she was too easily able to fantasize that there had been no loss in the first place. Maybe this boy actually was Danny. Why not? The more that she considered it, the less crazy it seemed. After all, she'd never seen Danny's corpse. The police and the morticians had advised her that Danny was so badly torn up, so horribly mangled, that she was better off not looking at him. Sickened, grief-stricken, she had taken their advice. And Danny's funeral had been a closed coffin service. But perhaps they'd been mistaken when they identified the body. Maybe Danny hadn't been killed in the accident after all. Maybe he'd only suffered a mild head injury, just severe enough to give him amnesia. Yes, amnesia. Perhaps he had wandered away from the wrecked bus and had been found miles from the scene of the accident, without identification, unable to tell anyone who he was or where he came from. That was possible, wasn't it? She had seen similar stories in the movies. Sure, amnesia. And if that were the case, then he might have ended up in a foster home, in a new life. And now, here he was sitting in the cream-colored Chevrolet wagon, brought to her by fate and by— The boy became conscious of her gaze and turned toward her. She held her breath as his face came slowly around. As they stared at each other through 2 windows and through the strange, sulphurous light, she had the feeling that they were making contact across an immense gulf of space and time and destiny. But then, inevitably, her fantasy burst, for he wasn't Danny. Pulling her gaze away from his, she studied her hands, which were gripping the steering wheel so fiercely that they ached. Damn. She was angry with herself. She thought of herself as a tough, competent, level-headed woman who was able to deal with anything life threw at her, and she was disturbed by her continuing inability to accept Danny's death.